Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Joined now by Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard. I said longtime Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard. Man, how are you holding up? Every year you show up, you look the same, you play great. What are you doing that all of us can maybe do, Wesley, in our lives so we don't age? Because you're definitely not aging.
Oh, man. Eat right, pray all the time, and find a cold tub. Oh, man. Plunge yourself in the cold tub. I call it a fountain of youth.
Man. You lost me on the cold tub, man. I'm out.
I'm fine with eating and praying, but I don't know about the ice bath every day.
Oh, man, it's challenging. It's tough. That's the toughest part, man. The first 2 minutes in the cold tub, it's like, why am I in here? But you tend to go numb after minute three or four.
That's true.
I think that's what my wife said about our marriage. So there you go. Hey, I have to ask you this. We're in a Dodge dealership here, Wesley, and several people gasped when I said that. I'm sure I'll get a text from my wife here in a minute.
Well, it's because they're all married. Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Right. We get it.
Hey, I know Mrs. Woodyard. She's a sweetheart. You outkicked your coverage there for sure.
I did.
Are you slimmer this year than you've been in the past? Was that a conscious thing? Or
what kind of question is that?
He looks slimmer than he has. I've had guys who tell me they played in the past. I dropped a couple pounds this season or that season because I wanted to keep my quickness, and so I figured I'd drop a couple of LBs and help me do that. Am I crazy, or do you look like you're playing a little lighter?
No, I mean, I'm probably down about two to three more pounds. You know, that's pretty big in a football season. You're down 2 or 3 pounds of muscle, but for the most part, man, I weigh in at anywhere from 227 to 230. So, you know, I'm right where I was last year, and, you know, still flying around. When you get a little older, hey, you might realize I don't need this seat over here. Let me go ahead and get rid of this. I don't need those 2 pounds. Let me just trim down a little bit. So yeah, I'm not lighter, but I'm still kind of at my same weight from last year.
One of the more amazing things about you is the fact that you've been a captain like every year you've played sports. At what age did you know that, like, you're that guy? Like, were you 8 years old just organizing the neighborhood football game and stuff like that?
You know, it's crazy that you actually even say that, because I never really even thought about that. But now looking back, I was always a guy that my little league team coach always had me breaking it down, always had me, you know, starting the drills off, doing things right. So it just kind of, because it came natural to me. And you talk about putting together teams in the community. That's what we used to do. Like, I used to have to get teams together. It would be me, my brother, our friends in the neighborhood. And we would walk. Back then, we're not calling people. We're walking around.
That's right.
For hours trying to find people to play football. So we end up halfway across town. My mom would call one of her friends and find out we're somewhere we're not supposed to be. And now we're in a rush trying to get back before the street lights set, just because we're trying to play football.
See, the simpler times, right? Things have changed so much. Like, when we were kids, we would do that, right? We would walk around looking for other kids to play, and then you would just be home by dinner, right? Or exactly. Be home before dark.
You could be 20 miles away, and if your mom yelled out that back door,
yeah,
you was on your way home.
That's it. I love it.
We talk a lot. We always bring it up when we talk leadership. We always bring you up on this Titans team and the fact that you've been a captain for every single sport you've ever played your entire life. From a leadership standpoint, as you get older, as maybe, you know, your role changes on a team, your leadership obviously is still needed and relied on. How has the leadership part of it changed for you over the years?
Man, you know, you have seasons in life, and I think the biggest thing about me is when I first started off my career, I didn't get a chance to play a lot in the beginning of the season. So it's kind of taught me, you know, how to be humble, how to stay hungry, how to, you know, control the things that you can control. And that's something that I've learned throughout the years, and that my teammates, they depend on me to come into the office in the building every day to be the same Wesley Woodyard that they loved and that inspired them to be great. And to me, like, I take that very, you know, I hold that dear to my heart because I want to be the best leader on the football field. If I'm standing next to KB, I'm telling him, hey, KB, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. Let's go get a pick. And KB comes out there. He might not get a pick that series, but he gets a pick the next series, and that kind of just, like, motivates me, man. Like, hey, man, God's using you. Everybody's out there moving around. So it's good that my teams are receptive to everything that I say. And right now, you know, I get the opportunity to be a good teacher. And like I said, nobody cares about your problems, what's going on. They just want you to be the same guy who you were when you came in the building from day one.
Wesley Woodyard, our guest Titans linebacker. What does it mean to you to wear the same number as Tim Shaw?
Oh, man, it's such an honor. It's such a huge honor for me, man. Just knowing Tim, first off, knowing the kind of competitor he was before he was diagnosed with ALS, and seeing that not only was he a fighter on the football field, he's that same guy right now, man. And it's just always, every time I see him, I always yell out the real 5'9". And, you know, that's a little battle between me and him, and I always ask him, who's the real 5'9"? And he says, he's the real 5'9". I'm like, sometimes I joke, like, I'm the real 5'9". But deep down in my heart, man, there's so much love for Tim. So every time I see him, I let him know that he's the real 5'9". I'm playing for you. I'm wearing your jersey here in Tennessee. So I want to uplift and uphold the tradition that you've played and bled out there on the football field. So I got my brother every time I'm on the field with that 59 on my back.
Wood, I know you get younger every year, and you got like 25 more years left in this sport. But I'm curious, after you're done playing, what is your goal? Do you want to get into coaching? Would that be a path?
Or maybe cupcake making?
Man, you know, I talked to some of my guys down in Austin. They said they're trying to expand a little bit. They got a little room for Woodyard. But I told them, I said, give me a few more years. Let me play. Let me ball out. but I've been seriously thinking about, you know, my whole hopes, I know I'm going to be ending up coaching one day because that's always been my dream, whether that's in the NFL or collegiately. But honestly, man, I'm really enjoying the broadcast thing. You know, I spend a lot of times in the off season, you know, perfecting my craft, you know, watching my film, listening to my interviews, seeing where I messed up at, because that's the field that I want to get into after I'm done. So who knows, man? One day maybe I get a talk show, a radio show that's competing with you guys.
Well, no, man, you just
not
need
really.
To
just
come join us.
Come on,
yeah.
Just join us, man. Don't
we literally have a fourth chair empty right here in Gupton Motors.
Waiting for you.
I'll come get it in a few years, all right?
All right. Deal.
Hey, I'm curious. Last year we talked to Rashawn Evans, and he was talking about kind of that transition, and he mentioned you, and he said, it was kind of an eye-opening experience at first because he was running around making plays, and he thought that he was getting to a play as quick as he needed to, and then you would run right past him and make that play. And he said it was embarrassing watching that on tape because he'd never experienced that before. Now, we talked to him a couple weeks ago, and now he looks so much more comfortable. I don't have to tell you that. But he said now he's having to kind of dial it back a little because he's overrunning plays from time to time.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him in terms of transformation from year one to year two?
You know, the thing about being a high draft pick coming into the NFL, you have to realize that, okay, do the things that got me to where I'm at and find out what I need to work on to make me better and make me a greater player. And that's what Rashawn is realizing right now. Like, he understands, like, hey, okay, if I can think fast and react fast as well, I'm gonna end up at that play at the same time, whether or not I know what I'm doing. So he's learning how to slow the game down, and that right there is signs of a great linebacker. You look at him and J.M., man, you know, that's all those guys. They come in the building every day working hard, trying to soak up as much knowledge they can get from me, Vrabels, Coach Ty. And it's just amazing to see those young guys grow, man, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, nobody can play this game of football, but you got to be that one that's changing it for a positive.
So what's the ceiling for those two guys that you just mentioned? How good can they be?
Man, I don't think they have a ceiling. You know, I think Jayon, to me, is one of the best athletic linebackers in the NFL, and Rashawn is probably one of the most physical, talented linebackers with some of the things that he can do with rushing and in the run fit. So, You know, man, I think that I think we're set up for success for, to have some great linebackers here for the next 10 years or so. So, man, it's just a competition. Every week we try to compete to see who can make the most plays, and I think that's something that rubs off not only in our room but throughout the defense. If we're out there making tackles and making plays, our defense feed off on us, and that's something that every linebacker, whether that's high school, middle school, little league, college, linebackers run the team, and that's what players on the defense want to see. They want to see their linebackers making plays, and that's what, you know, our young guys are doing now. They're flying around making things happen.
Inside linebackers have more success when defensive linemen in front of them can keep the offensive line off the second level. I'm curious, Jeffrey Simmons is cleared for practice next week. Don't know, like, how soon he's going to be able to do how much, but just watching, Mickey keeps coming back from practice during training camp talking about Big Jeff. That's what everybody calls it, Big Jeff. Stretching over there. That dude is a ridiculous athlete. What do you anticipate seeing from him once he can get onto the field?
Man, I'll tell you what, he looks good over there working out and warming up, you know, seeing some of the drills he go through. You know, we just always talk to him, man, make sure that you're ready to come back, because when you come back, we don't want any half-stepping Jeff. We want that animal, that beast that's been waiting to be unleashed since he got drafted. And, you know, he's just trying to get comfortable. And I think, man, him coming into the game alongside with a guy named Jarrell Casey and Daquan Jones, who wouldn't want to play next to Jarrell Casey and show out and play fast? So I think he's not going to have to worry about too many mishaps being next to Case, because Case is probably one of the smartest defensive players I've ever played with, honestly. He knows a lot, and he knows not only his assignment, but he can get the guys aligned next to him. And I think that'll help Jeff, because when you come into the season – you're trying to get your feel for everything, and the last thing you need to do is to forget a play. But when you got a guy beside you that can help you out from time to time, it kind of makes you at ease, and that's what we want Jeff to, man. Be at ease in your mind and just come out here and fly around and make plays.
Well, thanks so much for the time, man, and good luck on Sunday, and enjoy that homecoming back to your original team in Denver.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go mess up the Mile High, baby. I can't wait. I've been waiting 6 years for this to happen. 6 years. Oh, I can't wait to get out there and smell. If you smell what the lumberjack is cooking, Denver, I'm coming home.
Woo! You got to drop the mic, Wood. Drop. Thank you, man.
Oh, my Lord. Best.
Boy. Well, there's a drop for the show.
Oh, Wesley.